When we get up in the morning, we usually have our to-do list. What do I have to do today?
Right.
Okay, A, B, C, all the way down. And I've started a practice probably over the last year of what's my to-be list. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, how do I want to be today? How do I want to feel today? And I put on a little sticker, put it on my computer, which helps guide me. So, like I'm not having fun. Okay, so how did you want to be today? You know what? I want to be playful today, or I want to lighten up today. And why am I not doing that?
Welcome to Authentic Energy, a podcast dedicated to getting to the bottom of what it means to be your true, authentic self at work. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Let's take this learning journey together as I meet with guests weekly. Whether you are a leader or individual contributor, a teacher or a nurse, we'll share conversations and stories that highlight meaningful connections, self-awareness, a sense of belonging, and all the components necessary to create a workplace where you can show up in your authentic energy. Welcome back. I am Wendy Brand, your host and creator of the Authentic Energy Podcast, and we have such a sweet conversation today that I think you will really enjoy. But before we get started, you know I have to tell you all about everything I've got going on. So Jashanna Forrester and I have decided to host a last-minute encore Let's Goal workshop session on Monday, January 15th from 9 a.m. to noon. We received such great feedback, and we had so much fun doing the same workshop in December that we thought we'd give it one more shot. Message me on Facebook or Instagram if you'd like the code for that free online workshop, or message me on LinkedIn. Then, on January 20th and 21st, we are hosting a retreat in Green, Texas, where we are going to take our goal setting to the next level. The space that Jashanna and I are creating for our guests to create awareness in their life is going to be so special. We will be working through limiting beliefs, those stories that we all tell ourselves about why we think we're not good enough, or we're just not worth it, or we don't have what it takes. It's fake news, and we are here to help. We'll be offering free one-on-one coaching sessions, group coaching sessions. We have a sound bath scheduled. We have a masseuse that will be offering chair massages. We'll have good food and, most importantly, great company. We have a few spots left, so check it out at wmbcoaching.com/retreat. I really hope you'll join us. Now for my guest, Mary Beth Gregg. Prior to starting her own business, Mary Beth had a wonderfully successful career, first as a human resource executive with international consumer products, luxury goods, retail, pharmaceutical, and financial services companies, and then later with her own HR consulting firm. She has more than 25 years of experience providing HR consulting to companies in the US, the UK, Europe, Sweden, and China. And then she decided she was ready for something different, and she launched the International Center for Women's Leadership. She's also the author of How to Soar with a Broken Wing, Finding Tiny Moments of Joy Every Day. In our conversation, we talk a little bit about grief, but mostly about joy. And this episode is chock full of takeaways that Mary Beth shares about her experiences and guidance she provides her coaching with leaders. I hope you enjoy it. Mary Beth, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So thank you, Wendy. When I got your invitation, I was really excited. I really appreciate this.
Good.
And, it's always like when somebody says, tell you about yourself, you think about, oh my gosh, I have all these decades. How am I going
Yes.
to say? So we were just talking a few minutes ago about being older and bolder. And
Yes.
that has kind of gradually come in my life. I had incredible experiences. I worked for fun companies like Haagen-Dazs and Thomas's English Muffins and Chanel and, really amazing brands. And throughout that, when you look back, it's like, what did I learn? It was like every day was learning, which is important for me to learn every day. And we go on this journey. I know you use the word journey also. How we got here Oh, it was happened because I was sitting next to someone literally on an airplane, and they said, "Oh, you should talk to this person." I was moving to Chicago, got a job, and those little, I don't know, those moments lead us to different places. I live at this wonderful little town in New Jersey at the beach. Don't call it the shore because it doesn't like the Jersey Shore. That's not where I live. But this little town, it's 1 square mile, 2,000 people, and I've been here for 30 years. And
Wow.
we raised our daughter here. It's a real special place that it's walking back in time. And it has helped me to step back a little bit in terms of you don't have to do all the time. I can run down to the beach, like hopefully I try to do that several times a week. It doesn't always happen, but my book is around tiny moments of joy, and that's what it's about. In this back to the journey, when I first wrote my book, it was about sharing my journey. And it was about, we all have highs and lows, right? We have incredible joy and deep sorrows. We're in this cycle. And I wanted to share that, not in terms of this is just my story, but some of my learnings, how it could help others as well. One of the reasons that I finished the book last year and it got published, and it's, gosh, it was a, I got to a point, it took me many years to write this book, but it was beginning of COVID, and I said, okay, self, are you going to finish this or not? And if you're not, it's okay, let it go. But I decided, no, I really wanted to write this book, and part of it was around my husband had been very ill for a number of years, and then he passed away 6 years ago. So this book is part of that, and we all have grieving and grief in our life, but it's not a book about that. My story is not just about that, but the amazing things that have happened along the way, meeting people, and like angels come into your life, and they're strangers and you don't even know it. And so that helped me on my journey to not be stuck, right? And I think a lot of us get stuck and we want more control over our lives, and not just to get through, right? But to be consciously happy and joyful every day.
Yes, I love that. And I love that you've taken what sounds like, the broken wing, but then finding the little moments of joy in life. And so tell us about how you, I mean, give us a little sneak peek. How can you actually find tiny moments of joy each day? And so let me say too, the title of the book is How to Soar with a Broken Wing, Finding Tiny Moments of Joy Every Day. And so I'm assuming that the broken wing is your husband's death. Is that the, okay. And through that experience, you ended up finding some tiny moments of joy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And it became a matter of, not being stuck there. We were married 30 years. He was the love of my life. I'm still miss him every day. And you go through, you have to go through these phases. And I believe that we have to listen to our emotions because they're messengers, right? And if it is, I feel crappy today, think about that. Why, right? Get what are those, how long do you want to stay there? And what's that trying to tell you? And in that self-discovery, there are little moments of joy because, I feel every day is an opportunity to learn, right? And
Yes.
to create something in our lives. We have this beautiful child inside of us that we don't let out a lot, and so we still have this capacity. So a few months ago, my dear friends down in Florida, and they have this incredible young 4-year-old grandchild who is, she's amazing, of course. And they sent me a video. They had taken her to the zoo for the first time, and she comes across this giraffe with this elegant, beautiful neck. And the look on her face was pure joy because it was like, oh, wow. She had never seen that before. She was really in that moment of just being, the essence of self,
Yes,
right?
yes.
And And it like, oh my gosh, I saw that. And it makes me joyful. It makes me
Yes.
smile,
I
right?
have a 4-year-old granddaughter.
Okay.
My husband and I have a 4-year-old granddaughter, and I just watching her, like sometimes it physically makes my heart hurt because of just the joy
Right.
I see in her, you know,
Right.
who she is so naturally. It does bring up, I mean, it creates joy in me as well, just
Right.
watching her be joyful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're in that with her, right? You've chosen
Yes.
to really focus on that and allow those feelings. I think that's one thing that's important is choices. And I'll talk about that throughout, our discussion today. One of the things, the techniques, I have little tips and techniques, but it's around laughter, allowing ourselves to laugh at ourselves too. Oh my gosh, this happened a few years ago, but somehow along the way, I forgot how to parallel park. I don't know. I used to be good at it, but like not so much. So I was in this little town. I was trying to park. I must have done it 8 times. So there was a little crowd around watching me. It was hysterical. And I could have been frustrated, but I just decided to laugh, and everybody was laughing. I gave up and found another spot.
Yeah.
But that was like this little tiny moment of joy,
And I think what you're talking about also is I've studied a little bit about energy and a little bit about kind of law of attraction, that your
Right.
energy resonates at a certain level and it attracts like energy.
Totally.
And without getting too woo-woo, there is science behind it. It's
Oh, I
not
know. Yes.
totally
Yep.
woo-woo.
I've studied that too. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so when you are vibrating at that high level of joy, you attract more of that. And it's the same thing when you're at that lower level of anger or fear or sadness. But like you said, it's okay to stay in that,
Right.
that lower level of energy, because sometimes you need to feel that and work that through. Otherwise, we hold on to it, right? And
Absolutely.
don't process it.
Absolutely. And that's key in terms of you just talked about holding on. We hold on to things that we don't really need to. And it's like you have this backpack, emotional backpack, you keep stuffing it and stuffing it, and you don't realize what you're doing. And sometimes you have to let go. Because when we hold on like that, we're comfortable, right? Because that's
Yes.
what we know versus, oh, let me try something else.
Yeah. And I liked where you were going with the laughter too, that sometimes in a stressful or fearful or embarrassing situation, like trying to parallel park, and I've been there,
Right.
just the laughing kind of brings you to that higher energy level where you can move forward, right?
Right.
It's no, some that's when it there's that's an example of a time when it doesn't help you to be in that negative energy.
Correct. Right.
Wonderful. Okay, so how does finding tiny moments of joy in your life correlate with being in the professional world? Is it the same?
It's a matter of our values and being clear about what those are. And does that really, I'm in this corporation. Are our values the same? Can I live with this, whatever actions that they're doing or not? And so I think that's a choice we have to make. We can stay in the hamster wheel, right? We just
Yes.
churn it out, churn it out, churn it out, because that's what we do. Or we can say, is it, why am I here, right? Why am I at this company? And it's interesting, Wendy, I just started to get reacquainted with the power of why, Simon's next
Yeah.
word. And I had a few weeks ago, I had this great client in Philadelphia, and we were meeting. We have the executive team. We meet once a year, and we were talking about how to get this company really on target for the future. They've been around 170 years,
Wow.
and like to step back and say, are we going to be around another 15, 20, and what do we have to do to make that happen? And so this was really around, I said, well, what's the why? Why does this company exist? And it was like, oh, we hadn't thought about that before, right?
Yeah.
And we went through this process, and they came out with this great why statement, which gave them some energy to think about other choices.
Yes.
So again, it's stepping back and, you know, in your daily life in the company, and maybe you're not having so much fun, and like, why? Why am I not having fun? Why am I here? And how can I feel differently? How can I do differently?
I love the connection that you're making there with the values. And I'm maybe making a leap here, but what I'm hearing and what I believe too is that aligning with your values, it kind of equates to joy, right? Those are the
Oh,
things that are going to bring you joy. And so if you're working in for an organization or maybe even sometimes for a leader where your values aren't aligned, it can take away your joy.
Totally.
And then same thing for an organization, if they are not aligned with their core values, if they don't remember their why, helping them to align with their core values can help them to make the decision, do they continue as is, or how do they continue, or why are they continuing? Yeah, I love that.
Totally. And you know, I think certainly not all companies, but many organizations are starting to dig a little bit deeper into this, because other, you know, it's the same old, and the risk is, are we going to continue to be successful? You know, one of the things we did at this meeting a couple of weeks ago was I asked them, what are the famous companies that are no longer in business, right? You know, I'm Polaroid and IBM and Blockbuster, and you know, like the list was that long, and asked why. And it came down to failure to innovate, right? And that's the same for ourselves. You know, like, how can I do this better? What's going to make me happier? You know, I talked about the hamster wheel before, and it's not a fun place to be. And that really, because I know you do some work with stress in the workplace, boy, does that add up to the point we don't even realize it till we're depleted. We're done, or we get angry over nothing, and all these little things come out, and we don't know why. But we just, you know, when we're not having fun, when we're not aligned, right? With our values, it, oh my gosh, it really takes its toll. And one of the things I started to do, I think it's important to certainly have practices and awareness about this, is when we get up in the morning, we usually have our to-do list. What do I have to do today? Okay, ABC, you know, all the way down. And I've started a practice probably over the last year of what's my to-be list. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, how do I want to be today? How do I want to feel today? And I put on a little sticker, put it on my computer, which helps guide me. So, you know, like, I'm not having fun. Okay, so how did you want to be today? You know what? I want to be playful today, or I want to lighten up today. And why am I not doing that?
I love that so much. It's that being versus doing, and
Absolutely.
how, and in order to create the life that you want, I believe that you have to focus on who you want to be,
Absolutely.
not what you're going to do, and the achievements that you're going to have at the end of the day. And, you know, we were talking before about being older and bolder, and I think the other thing that for me that's come with age is really, I don't, it's less about the achievement and more at the end of the day about who do I want to become? Because we're not going to leave, we're going to, the pile of things is going to stay here, but I want to feel good about who I've been in this world and how I've helped others, you know?
And that's, oh my gosh, that's so important. What's the Maya Angelou quote? People won't remember what you said or did, but you will always remember how they made you feel.
Yes. So how do we apply that if we are, you know, for leaders in an organization, as leaders, we have a responsibility to build an environment where teams can thrive, where our people can thrive. And so how can leaders apply some of this thinking to our teams?
Yeah, you know, we talked before about values, and am I living my values, right? Am I that role model? And I'm sure you've had to, and I've had to talk to some of these leaders about that. Are you walking your talk, right? Because when you say this is a company of love, and you're acting this way, there's such a disconnect.
Yeah.
And people see right through that. So they don't get to be leaders. They get to be owners or micromanagers, but that's not a leader. And
Right.
the teams see through that. And that's so almost demoralizing. Takes that energy out when there's that disconnect. And you know, maybe that's kind of one of the new definitions of leadership is to certainly understand what your legacy is. How do you want to be thought of? You know, how are you behaving every day? Is it in alignment again with you know what you're talking about, what the company's involved with? And it's hard work to talk to someone who's a leader or you know in a position of authority or whatever. To challenge them. It's hard and it has its risks for sure.
And I heard you give a presentation online, and you had said that having those difficult conversations with your people, if there's some disruptive behavior, that they may be a rock star performer, but if their behavior is not in alignment with the organization's values, really, it's up to you as a leader to have that conversation, have those bold conversations for the sake of the team.
Which translates into success. We talked a little bit about success before, and it's yeah, sure, it's numbers, but it's, and we talked about energy, but when people are in flow and have this energy, gosh, the success is much easier.
Yes.
It comes quicker because it is, you know, this, and I think flow is a good word, you know,
Yeah.
when it's all connected. And you know, it's like when you're driving down the highway and everybody's staying in their lane going the same way, you get to where you're going. But if
Yes.
somebody like crisscrosses and suddenly people put on their brakes, it's like, oh, you know, what's happening here? It's fraught with danger. And I think it's the same way, you know, with the company, to not just be aware, but live, you know, live, walk your talk, live the way you're supposed to be doing
Yeah.
it. We were talking a little before about, you know, how do we find some tiny moments of joy and what do we do? And one of the things, I'm a very practical person. I growing up in corporate and working for all
Yes.
these companies, you kind of, I don't know, I got practical. One of the things it's like, well, how, you know, what are some of the ways that people can stop, right? You know, get off
Yes.
the hamster wheel, whatever that is that they want to stop. And so some, my thing is the ABCs. So the first, and you just use the word aware, is to be aware of how I'm feeling, right? You know, am I stressed? Do I feel like I'm choking? Am I not breathing right? You know, I get triggered every time this person comes into the room, and to really be aware of that going on. So I think that's the first thing, to be aware of where we are in the moment. And then the second thing is take a break, take a couple of breaths. You know, when we just, it just puts us in a better place. Our neurochemistry is better, our physiology is better. It just lets us step back. And then the C, ABCs, are to get curious, to be curious. What's going on here? How else? Why am I feeling this way? How else can I react to create some options? And it's a nice little formula because you can do it like quickly, and to break the pattern, right? To do a pattern interrupt, to get us out of this place that's not nourishing to us or other people. But we have to start being more aware. And be consciously, and you know, conscious choices, conscious living.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, this has been an amazing conversation, Mary Beth. I love all of the tips that you've shared. If somebody wanted to work with you, how can they find you?
So the easiest thing is to go to my website. So the company is the International Center for Women's Leadership. So www.ticwl.com.
Okay.
So, you know, there you can reach me. My phone number's there, everything's there, and my book's there, everything. So
Wonderful. Okay, we'll put that in the show notes.
you.
And so people can go get your book and reach out for you do leadership coaching,
Yes,
team
right.
coaching.
Work
Is
with
that right?
teams. Yep,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I have, this is, I just started some other work. I had actually on Saturday, a women's joy circle. And I had 8 women come together. Oh my gosh, we had the best time.
Oh my gosh.
How do we find joy? You know, we just had fun and learning and laughter and all the things that are joyful.
That is so great. Thank you so much for this conversation, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Wendy. I really am honored. I'm just so delighted to talk with you.
Thank you. What a great conversation. Okay, here are my takeaways. Number one, you can find tiny moments of joy throughout your day, even in times of grief. Number two, laughter is a key to finding joy. Number three, when you are vibrating at a high level of energy, like when you are feeling joy, you attract that same energy. Number four, fight the urge to continue stuffing your negative emotions inside, down deep. Allow yourself to experience your emotions, even fear and anger. Number five, finding tiny moments of joy in the workplace requires knowing your values and finding a place where you can be authentic. Number six, just like individuals, it can help organizations to remember their why and stay aligned with their values in order to achieve success. Number seven, failure to innovate is the reason why organizations fail. That can be true for individuals. When we fail to continue learning, growing, having fun, and aligning with our values, it can take a toll on us. Number eight, instead of thinking about your to-do list and asking yourself, what do I have to do today? Start by thinking about your to-be list and ask yourself, how do I want to be today? Number nine, understand your legacy as a leader. Number 10, success can be best found when you're in flow and in alignment with your values. Number 11, use the ABCs when you're feeling stressed to interrupt and reframe. A, for awareness, become aware of how you are feeling. B, breathe, become aware of your breath and focus on your breathing. And then C, get curious. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? What are some other options for how I am wanting to respond? That's it. If you'd like to work with Mary Beth, pick up a copy of her book, or just connect with her, you can find her on our website for the International Center of Women's Leadership at ticwl.com. We'll put that in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, it would really help me if you went to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and liked it or provided a comment. One of my goals in 2024 is to expand the reach of the podcast so that others can hear these amazing stories of positive women and men that are finding joy and authenticity and possibly inspire others. I appreciate you so much. Hope you have a great day.